WXLO New York is owned and operated by RKO General Incorporated, with studios located at 1440 Broadway, New York City, and transmitter located at 350 Fifth Avenue, New York City.
You're on the power line.
Everybody, it's Powerline time, and I'm John Rivers, your host for the next half hour of good music and interesting talk. Hope you'll stay with us. Right now, get a pen and paper handy to take down the Powerline address so you can get our free hippo transfer and other goodies. More about the free gifts later. Let's put a cap on the talk and get to today's top hit records on Powerline. Let's go.
You're on the Powerline.
First song down the Powerline runway comes from a group called Pilot. Total time 2:55 nonstop. It's magic.
Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know.
Back in time right now with Chicago to those days of fun times, baseball cards, howdy doody, old days. I kind of like these days too. Oh well.
Old days, times I remember, fun days, filled with simple pleasure. Driving movies, comic books and blue jeans, howdy doody.
to speak upon your brains now with something you should find both interesting and wise. One of the basic problems of mankind is our ability or lack of desire to see problems from the other person's point of view. Years ago, an anonymous psychology professor suggested that the parties of a dispute institute this rule. Each person can speak up for himself only after he has first restated the ideas and feelings of the opposing speaker accurately, and to that speaker's satisfaction. If you think that's easy, just try it. Just try it next time you get into an argument or heatedly discuss a pet subject. It takes a lot of courage and willpower to open up one's mind to the extent that you can verbalize the other side's point of view. You must enter the other person's private world, get inside his mind, and see things his way. You might not still agree with him, but you'll find the heat going out of the discussion and logic creeping in, and maybe even a solution. Just imagine taking this concept into government, management, and labor, and using it between opposing world powers. I think I've heard something like that statement before somewhere. Sure sounds familiar. It sounds something like an elaboration on a thing called the Golden Rule. It's from the Bible and goes something like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Oh, but it could have been the Golden Rule. That's about 2,000 years old. And anything that old must be obsolete by now. It wouldn't hurt to try it anyway. Okay, think about that, and I want you to think about this. How would you like to have a hippopotamus plastered on the front of one of your favorite t-shirts? If you would, Powerline will send you one for free. It's a big, ugly, purple hippo transfer that'll iron on any of your favorite clothes. We think a t-shirt's better, though. Anyway, you can only get it from Powerline. Now, along with the hippo transfer, we'll send you a Powerline crazy calendar with hundreds of crazy dates on it. Things like Peanut Week, Bubblegum Day, and many others. And that's still not all. We'll also send you a copy of today's script. To get everything for free, just write Powerline, Fort Worth, Texas, 76101, and ask for free deal number 21. I'll give you that address again later, but right now, old brother John Rivers wants to take this time out.
This is a game. A game you can play to test your powers of imagination.
Ready? Begin.
Listen to this. The scene you just heard was A, a discussion on Planned Parenthood, or B, an early morning farm program demonstrating the sowing of wild oats.
The answer is C. This old boy and me standing in front of a microphone making those funny noises.
If what you imagined was more fun or more interesting, give your imagination 10 points.
The Imagination Game, Part 2.
Hold it. We've played games long enough. The point is, on radio, nothing is complete until you make it so. And we can make suggestions, but it's your imagination that completes the picture exactly the way you want it to be. No other communications medium is so personal and so private. Without you, radio is nothing. With you and your imagination,
radio is beautiful.
Some of my favorite people, the Beach Boys, are back with a great song. This is Sail On, Sailor. Let's do it.
I sailed an ocean, unsailed an ocean. And deep commotion, often frightened, unenlightened. Sail on, sail on, sailor. I rest the waters by Neptune's borders. Sail through the sorrow of life's marauders, unrepenting, unrepentant. Sail on, sail on, sailor. Caught like a sewer rat, alone but I sail. Caught like a crust of bread, but oh, do I wail. Seldom stumble, never crumble, try to tumble, minds rumble. Feel the stinging I've been given, never.
never ending, unrelenting. Heartbreak searing, always fearing, never caring, persevering.
Sail on, sail on, sail.
I work the seaway. The gale swept seaway. Shipwrecked waters, of wicked waters, uninspired, dressed and tired.
Well on, well on, sailor.
Always heeding, even bleeding, never feeding all my feelings. Down the thunder, must I blunder? There's no wonder all I'm under. Stop the crying and the lying and the sighing and my dying.
Sail on, sail on, sail. Sail on, sail on, sail.
I'm in love. To be in love, to be in love. Let her be somebody else between. I don't want to know about it. There's too many others that know what I mean, and that's why I got to live without it. I'm in love with the girl I'm talking about. I'm in love.
Now let's get away from the hit music for a Powerline letter. Hundreds of listeners write to us each week asking for advice and counsel regarding personal problems and their troubles. Every letter is personally replied to promptly by mail, but we pick a letter or two each week to use on the air. You know, some people have similar problems, and you might get some valuable advice by listening to how someone else can handle a situation. So now, here's a letter and the reply made by our staff of trained counselors. I like this one. This is how it starts. I know that sex without marriage is wrong, and I think there is nothing wrong with kissing a girl that I have strong emotions for. But where's the line between the two that decides where good ends and the bad begins? I've already asked many people whose opinions I respect. I want to know what they think on this subject. Then I'll either choose one of theirs or make my own and try to live by that. Please give me your views and advice on my problem. When a person asks for a clear line to be drawn in moral issues, they've asked too much. The essence of moral spiritual behavior is that limits are not drawn. But there are several standards available for knowing where to draw this so-called line in sexual behavior. One of them is your own sense of right and wrong. Another is your set of values on the worth of a girl or boy as a person, not an object. Another is the long look at what serves your best interest in terms of long-range emotional satisfactions. We have many years to be adults, probably to be married. We have only a few years in preparation. Wise people spend their preparation time for that purpose, rather than trying to get satisfactions. That's how the personal letter read. And if you want some assistance relating to a problem you have or a question that needs an answer, the Powerline Problem Panel would like to hear from you, too. We don't have any form letters, any stock answers, and each letter is treated personally and confidentially. Your answer comes to you in the mail. So if you want to hear from the panel about anything that pertains to your life, just explain it in a letter and mail it to the Powerline Problem Panel, Fort Worth, Texas, zip 76101, and you will be glad you asked for help. I'll repeat the address a little bit later, but right now old Brother John's got to take another break.
Why do you hate your mittens?
I don't hate my mittens.
Look, if you expect me to help you, you'll have to be more cooperative. Now, why do you hate your mittens?
Turn up the radio, will you?
What for?
It'll drown you out, and I won't have to listen to you being disagreeable.
There are many ways to use your radio. You use it for accurate, up-to-the-second weather reports, instant communication of problems that affect you, and emergency information, music, entertainment, and to drown out someone being disagreeable.
Somebody answer the door.
What did it say?
Radio is beautiful in beautiful ways.
However you use it, radio is beautiful.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. We have made radio contact.
7,000 radio stations offer you every kind of music, news, entertainment, and information imaginable.
That's kind of them, isn't it?
Steven's spinning right now. You know, he can do just about anything when it comes to music. Rock, country, M.O.R. And this song is a good example of all three and his excellent talent. Ray Stevens in a song called Misty.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as kitten love tree. I'm walking on clouds. I can't understand love. I'm Misty. Walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, oh, I missed it the moment you need. You can say that you're leading me on. Say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. in love.
There's an ex-policeman in Capitola, California, who's out looking for a job now. Why? Because the city manager says he's too good. The story goes like this. Henry Murren was kicked off the 12-man Capitola police force because he was too nice to be a cop. City manager Max Klutt, who fired Murren, said he'd make a great public relations man, and if the city could have afforded one, they'd have hired him in PR. 36-year-old Murren says he isn't mad at anyone, but he is puzzled that a cop can be too nice in a quiet little Monterey Beach town of 3,300. He says he wanted people to know he was there if he was needed, and he wanted them to like police instead of fear them. Right on, Henry. When he joined the force a year ago, he waved and smiled at people. He called them by their first names and went out of his way to fix flats and give directions. Instead of arresting weaving motorists, he took them home. He would not write a marginal traffic ticket. After he was fired, hundreds of letters were written to the city asking for his rehiring and praising him. It didn't help. The city manager still said he was too friendly and helpful to make a good policeman. Well, friends, about all we have to say about that story is we really feel sorry for Capitola because they lost out, not Murren. This epoch of today relates in a way to a saga about 19 3/4 thousand years ago when a nice guy tried to improve the system, got the authorities all torqued off at him, and he got worse than fired. He got nailed real good. The man's name was Jesus, who was extremely fair, never issued a marginal ticket, and was totally forgiving. In fact, Jesus was destroying the status quo and had to be eliminated. Jesus was changing things. He did it the hard way, but he did it. He fixed people's flats by healing them. He gave people the right directions towards salvation and God. He hauled people home with him when they were too down to know the way. Yep, some people really pay the price because they're too good. Now, while that bit of wisdom seeps into your head, here's something that'll really spin your brain. Did you ever have a hippopotamus on a t-shirt? If not, now you can. Powerline wants to send you a free iron-on transfer that'll cover a t-shirt from armpit to armpit. The subject matter is a vile, putrid purple in color. You'll love it because your friends will hate it and make snide comments about it. So it can be yours for free along with our new and unusual crazy calendar. This calendar has most every date or fact you don't need on it. It's all free by writing Powerline, Fort Worth, Texas, zip 76101 and asking for free deal 21. I'll give you that address and we'll talk more about calendars and hippos later. But right now, old brother John's going to take another Powerline pause.
There is none so kind as one you cannot see. One that opens up your mind and keeps you company.
Down with Led Zeppelin.
You're on the power line.
That wraps it for another Power Line. John Rivers reminding you that if you want your free hippo transfer and crazy calendar, just write Power Line, Fort Worth, Texas, zip 76101 and ask for free deal number 21. Want to thank this station for airing Powerline as a public service. Powerline is a cooperative program production of the Southern Baptist Convention through its radio and TV commission.
On the Powerline.
WXLO, New York.